This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve kicks off a meeting today in Washington, and the expectation is that more monetary stimulus is on the way. The Fed has been buying bonds and securities on and off since 2008 and plans to continue doing that until conditions in the labor market improve substantially. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
There are signs the Fed's policy, known as quantitative easing, is working. Ann Owen is an economics professor at Hamilton College.
Probably the most convincing piece of evidence that you could point to is what's happening in the housing market and what's happening to mortgage rates.
The Fed is buying mortgage-backed securities, hoping to push mortgage rates down. That's happened, and in many parts of the country, housing prices have gone up. That may influence what types of assets the Fed will buy in the future. Kevin Jakes was an economist at the Treasury Department, and he says the Fed wants to see ripple effects.
Maybe, just maybe, we'll get a positive kick from the housing sector, and that'll help jumpstart this economy some.
But the fiscal cliff casts a long shadow over the meeting, and Jakes says Fed members know there's only so much they can do.
They can't control the political environment that we're operating in right now.
If we do go over the fiscal cliff, there will be even more pressure on the Fed to keep the U.S. economy from going into another recession. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.